Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Fresh from the Field. I'm your host, Ken Nelson. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about Halloween food safety tips for parents. It's that time of year. Halloween is around the corner. And my guest today is Mike Lally. He's a senior food safety inspector with MDARD. And we're going to be talking all about food safety with Halloween, for trick-or-treating with your kids. Mike, thanks for coming to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm great today. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great as well. So it's that time of year. Halloween is a fun time and lots of candy, lots of goodies. And so we're going to be talking about how to keep, you know, how parents can keep their kids safe during this time of year. So Mike, the first thing I just want to ask you, what are some things that, you know, parents should be looking out for as snacks, as far as candy, you know, what should parents be looking out for?
Well, really, given this day and age, you really, unfortunately, want to avoid homemade treats unless it's somebody that you know very, very well, like a grandparent or something like that. Homemade treats from people you don't know is just opening up to not just potential adultering of the food, but also food allergen possibilities. You don't know what somebody's kitchen looked like and what kind of things that they made in the pan before they made the brownies or whatever. So you could have an allergic reaction that you don't know of or didn't see ahead of time. Making sure that you're aware of any problems your child might have, be it like allergies or things like that. You want to make sure that the candy that they're getting when they go trick-or-treating is in a non-tampered with, commercially packaged food product. The bite size or fun size, whatever, candy bars, things like that. You want to make sure that that's intact, that there's no like tears or little pinholes in the product where somebody might have possibly tampered with it somehow. You really don't want your child to be eating the stuff as they go through the night, because you don't need a kid to have that much sugar, probably.
Yes.
And the way to avoid that is to feed them something before you go trick-or-treating, and hopefully to, I had this thought a little while ago that the best thing to do is feed them their favorite food before they go trick-or-treating, so they won't be tempted to not eat, so they can fill up on candy as they go. So if your kid really loves, say, pizza, get them pizza before they go trick-or-treating. In fact, maybe you can make that a little event where you go to, a child-themed pizza restaurant, which I won't name. They won't be the only ones in costume there, I'm sure. And they can enjoy that a little bit before they go trick-or-treating. When you're generally doing the trick-or-treating, at least traditionally, at night, you're not going to be able to see really the what kind of condition the package is for anything that they get. So you really want to avoid letting them eat any of the product they pick up as they go. And you want to, when you get home, you want to sort through all of it. And, make sure that there's no problem. Like, you were saying your son has, nut allergies.
Nut allergies. Yeah. Yes.
And you want to go through all of that and make sure that there's no nuts in there at all. So when you get home, go through their bag. My kids always thought that was so I could take the best stuff, and I'm not going to say they were wrong, but, you got to do some taste testing too. It's all about just making sure, at least as far as the food is related, that it's all commercially made product. And that's, it's a sad thing to think about, because I know that some people really pride themselves on their baking skills or their candy making skills or things like that. Unfortunately, this isn't the avenue they can do that for anymore. I mean, if they want to have a Halloween party and make their homemade chocolates or whatever, again, you're taking the allergy aspect into account. But, you know, then you're probably, people invited to the party are probably going to feel a lot more assured that they're, that the stuff is safe to eat. I mean, and another thing that occurs to me now is that in our age of now in Michigan of cottage food, you don't want to be distributing cottage food, stuff you purchase from the producer out as trick-or-treat candies, again, because you don't know what the conditions were in the kitchen of the person that made it. I mean, for example, if I was doing it, I've got both a dog and a cat here in the house. And if some of the fur was, you know, mysteriously gets into the product, because there is fur everywhere in this house, you know, and whoever eats it is allergic, that could cause problems too. So you really want to make sure that it is really solidly commercially produced product.
No, so that's good advice. And so I guess just to wrap up, and you look back, and we're saying, you know, be aware of the snacks and the candy and the things that are coming into the child's bucket or bag. You want to make sure that it's commercially wrapped. If it's homemade, you know, you want to take stuff back home and separate it out. Make sure there's no allergens in there. Are there anything else that you'd like to add to this list?
The other thing that I would say is, especially with younger children, you want to make sure that there's no choking hazards. You know, everybody has their basically favorite candies and their non-favorite candies. And it seems like the ones that are at the not favorite end of it are quite often choking hazards, like gumballs, say, jawbreakers, things like that. So depending on the age of the child, you might want to just sort those out. I mean, those aren't the ones that I'm going to try to sort out of my kids' bags that they're doing it now, because I want the chocolate myself. But you know, I have some years had like about a 1 month supply of bubble gum because I didn't want the kids to have it. And that was for a choking hazard.
No, Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you are listening. I've learned a lot. You know, be safe out there. Enjoy Halloween. And we'll see you next week.